This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
If you saw me walking around, you would think I was 90 because of my foot. So I was telling Mike today, I had to go see Dr. Brian Harley. I want to give him a big shout out because he got to the office early to see me today. Because I've been having these issues with the back of my heel.
Oh, the agony of defeat.
It's brutal. So finally, I'm like, look, I got a lot of activities coming up. Going to be traveling, doing some things. I got to get right. So I go see Dr. Harley, and he's in there, and he's talking to me, Mike. And we go through all the stuff. They do an x-ray on my foot, you know, make sure they do the scan and all this stuff.
Have we been kicking so much ass in the ratings you jacked up your foot?
But dude, I don't even know how I did this. I mean, honestly, like, I was fine last week, and then all of a sudden this weekend my foot was like, boom, 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 boom. It was just swollen and red. I'm like, what is going on? So anyways, I got Achilles tendonitis.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and he's like, and then he tells me, he's like, don't make any sudden moves. You could pop your Achilles.
Oh, fabulous.
Like, yeah, I'm like, well, I'm not going to be doing that. Don't worry about it. But I need to get right. So he's telling me all these things that I'm got to do now. And I was telling Mike, part of it is stretches and like this physical therapy stuff, which you believe in this stuff? You believe in this physical therapy stuff? Come on. What do you do? Tell me the truth.
When they wanted
to do
my knee replacement, and you go through the rehab, I'm like, no. And then the doctor's like, then you got to lose 30 pounds. Screw it. I'll lose 30 freaking pounds. Because I am not going through that. I work with a guy who did his rehab at Georgia Tech. I never forget, we were hanging out with Brian Cox, and he's with the Falcons over at Tech. And this guy I used to work with, and you hear like in the aquatic training, and he was stretching out his legs, doing the knee.
Okay, see, I don't want to see.
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
No.
And I haven't even had no surgery or anything. I'm not going to have to do that, but he wants to make sure that the ligament is doing the right thing. So he's like, yeah, I'm going to suggest this, that, and the other. So I'm a little anxious about that, but so if you see me here in the next few days, you're like, how old is he? I'm walking like I'm 90 because my damn heel is hurting.
Was it Festus on Gunsmoke? Marshall Dillon dragging his leg. That's for you youngsters. There was a TV show called Gunsmoke. Never mind. But yeah, no, I'm like you. I just don't.
Oh.
Same thing when I broke. I have a collarbone issues and a rotator cuff. I'm like, nope. Just I'll be the guy that just belly aches about. I'll take two Advil. That's it.
Well, that's what I was like. Well, he goes, what are you doing? I said, well, I iced it a couple of times. I took some Motrin. He's like, it's not going to do it.
Well, you do. I will say this. If you ever play golf with Carl, he swings like freaking Mel Ott. Like the left leg comes up. That's a lot of torque on your right Achilles.
Well, now you tell me. Now you tell me. Hey, I got to give one other shout out, Mike. And look, you say this all the time, and you get, you know, with the top down, and you're rolling around town, and people go, hey, is that Mike Bell?
Right.
So I was at this event on Sunday. I told you about it. It was called Tipsy for Tara. It's our buddy who works with us. His name's John Parler. His first wife passed away of cancer, and it's their fundraiser. It's the Passion Foundation. They do a big golf tournament in the fall. We're always a part of it. John's a terrific human being. I love his family. And at this event, one of our coworkers that used to be here with us, her name is Kelly. She sees me, it's been years. I haven't seen her, and she's like, oh, hey. Out of the blue, Mike, she says, I just have to tell you, my mailman, his name is Chauncey, loves you and Mike. He drives up to my house every day. She works from home.
Oh, wow.
and he's got you guys blasting on his radio in his mail truck. And I said, really? And she said, will you please give him a shout out? So I waited, Chauncey, till Tuesday, because Mike, she also then said, will you write him a note? So I wrote him a note while I was at this event on Sunday, just saying we appreciate him. We thank you so much for listening. But she's like, every day, there's not a day that goes by. So I want to give Chauncey a shout out, but to all those mailmen out there who listen to us, delivery guys, FedEx guys, Amazon Prime,
UPS, all you guys. Especially UPS, they cut some jobs, so it goes, our friends at Brown are doing okay.
So, man, like, you guys drive gas trucks. I've driven up to a gas, you know, get gas before, and guys are like, hey, we appreciate you guys. And we always say, without you, there'd be no us. So this show is huge because of you. But, man, that made me feel so good because Chauncey's just doing his job, and he's in the truck, Mike, and he's jamming out to us and listening and arguing with us back and forth.
Right.
So I had to give him a shout-out today. So, Kelly, thank you for letting me know. And, Mike, he loves us. We love him. Chauncey the mailman in East Cobb. All right? And if you know Chauncey, give him a shout-out, guys. Let him know.
Yeah,
all right,
man. And, again, I believe now the proper nomenclature is letter carrier, but we say mailman.
Correct. Correct. Well, that's what she said. She was like, my mailman. I was like, okay.
I mean, you can say – now, I guess if you say female, because we met some people down in Fort Lauderdale this weekend, and this one girl at the bar, I said, what are you doing? You're not bartending. She goes, I'm a firefighter for Broward County.
Mm.
I was like, yeah, you don't say fireman because obviously you're a woman.
That's right.
You know? But I was going to say, like – I wouldn't mind being fireman carried by her down a flight of stairs.
Okay.
What?
You didn't say that, did you?
No, I guess fire person.
Okay. Good.
Firefighter.
Good.
Yes.
I'm glad you
didn't.
You want
to be sexist.
Hey, man, coming up, we're going to talk some NBA playoffs. Nick Friedel's going to join us, Odyssey NBA insider. The number one seeds are both down 0-1. We'll talk about what's going to happen tonight. But first, let's get to 4th-and-1. I respect her. I think she does a great job. This is not me saying she doesn't, but I disagree with her assessment. And I'm talking about Mina Kimes. Yesterday when this news broke, Mike, about the Ravens letting go of one of the best kickers in the league and Justin Tucker, we read the statement on air, right? It was from general manager Eric DaCosta.
Right.
So Mina Kimes, late yesterday, this is like 20 hours ago, basically said, was this tone necessary in regards to the statement the Ravens put out? And so I reread the statement and I'm like, what tone are we talking about? In this statement, they talk about how they love Justin and what he meant to their team. And he's reliable and focused and driven and is resilient. And we're grateful for Justin and many, you know, the contributions. And I'm like, what tone is she talking about? Now, it does start out by saying sometimes football decisions are incredibly difficult. And this is one of those instances. But, guys, if you read tone in the text, you're going to get it wrong 9 times out of 10. And I said, Mike, this wasn't the Ravens throwing up the middle finger to Justin Tucker. This was, we really appreciate everything he did, but under the circumstances, we've got to move on. So when I saw this, I was like, what was the tone, Mina? And like thousands of people responded to her, obviously talking about this. But I'm like, this is the problem with social media. We read it, and you immediately think this is what somebody is saying. The Ravens put out a simple statement and thanked him for everything.
No, because he's a legendary kicker. Now, again, remember, guys, there's been no criminal charges. And if there's going to be a civil suit, we haven't seen any date that's been filed or when he's going to court. So, again, these are accusations. This is still a country where you're innocent until proven guilty. And as we said, in light of the Deshaun Watson situation, everyone sort of goes, whoa, oh boy, apparently Justin Tucker's into that same kind of vibe. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I do know this, to Carl's point, he did accomplish some amazing things with the Ravens. I mean, when they release the guy, they're not going to say, our kicker has been released. No, they're going to pay tribute to what he accomplished. They're also not going to say, our degenerate, sicko, twisted, pervert, wacko kicker, who's a real creep, has been released. So look, either you just say the kicker's been released, or in their say, they're just simply talking about his accomplishments on the field. But that was it. So, I mean, could they have said less glowing things about him? That's their prerogative. He worked for them for years. And as I said, no criminal charges yet, okay? And certainly they may never be, and we'll see how the civil suit goes. So with all due respect to Mina, who I respect as well, I mean, it was a guy they had a connection to, and they're not going to simply just do a one-sentence press release on being released.
Yeah.
I mean, that's common sense.
It is, but let's not read tone into these things. How many times you gotten a text message and you're like, did they just say that to me? You can get upset over nothing when it's not intended to be meant that way.
The Ravens simply restating what he accomplished as their employee before they release him is no way indicative of the Ravens saying, and we support him in whatever grab ass he pulls when he's not on our – no.
That's right.
It wasn't an endorsement of somehow whatever his lifestyle is or whatever he's facing in these civil suits, which I, again, he just blew this thing way out and took it and ran with it. Same thing we've seen a million times with other things in social media these days.
No doubt. All right, moving on, guys. By the way, Michael Strahan, reportedly Mike, is pursuing part ownership in the Giants, teaming up with billionaire businessman Mark Larcy, who previously co-owned the Milwaukee Bucks. Well, listen, Strahan's got it. It's not like he can't get in the mix here. Now, I don't know how much money he's going to put up, but isn't that kind of what we're seeing with some of Brady's doing it, right? Strahan, after his playing career, he's making more money now, guys, than he did during his playing career. You're seeing more athletes do this. Guys, I think LeBron's going to do this. When it's all said and done, I'm not saying it's going to be his primary deal, but I think LeBron's going to own a partial team or maybe some of a team down the road. Mike, we're seeing more and more of this, but the reason is because guys are getting more and more.
Forbes says his net worth, for those who want to get in the man's pocket, is over $150 million, as we said. I mean, he's got a great life. He basically talks for 2 minutes on all these TV shows and just makes a fortune. But in the case of the Giants, it would be great to have someone. It would be great to have more people of color in the Giants organization. As a guy that loved Wellington Mara, the old owner who passed many years ago, and his son John is just an absolute creep jerk who's just an – I mean, you want to talk about stuffed shirt. I mean, just old fart, angry white guy. That's John Mara, who's one of the majority owners of the Giants. You can tell how I feel about this guy. This is the guy that wanted stricter penalties for the celebration penalties.
That's right.
He doesn't want guys that are taunting. In other words, he doesn't want any swag. He doesn't want any flavor. You know, I mean, we've evolved to 2025. We want to have a little fun with our sports. So that guy's a stick in the mud. Can't stand him.
Hey, guys, it's Dukes and Bill. 4th and 1 brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. One other thing, Falcon-related, I want you to hear our offensive coordinator. Mike was just talking about him. You said he did an okay job. You felt like Zach Robinson.
Yeah, I just think, first, you got to deal with the circumstances. You know, the guy that you had, and you can say this about Zach Robinson, how was your first year? Well, as an offensive coordinator, I produced the largest and the greatest single passing game in the history of the franchise.
True.
Which was true when we beat the Bucks in overtime. But then conversely, when Cousins goes down and won't tell you he's really hurt, Zach had to pivot. And half the playbook's probably out the window. This guy can't make the plays. Then you got to switch everything. You move things. Let's be honest. You're changing the latitude completely when you go to a rookie quarterback. So I just felt that the only beef that was consistent for me is, and this goes back to, who do you blame when Pitts? Do you blame Pitts? Do you blame the play calling? Pitts has got to be a bigger factor. And Randy McMichael talks about this all the time on Andy Randy, how the role for Drake, where Drake May is running routes, where he's used on the field, that might be better for a guy like Pitts because you're using the Rams offense. Maybe there's just no place in a Rams offense for a super athletic tight end. I can't believe that.
Drake London is the guy you're talking about.
Yeah, Drake using the Puka Nacua route, if you will, from the Rams offense.
Here is our offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, on talking about what he wants to see from Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, Kyle, I'm expecting Kyle to take a big jump, year two of the system, year two of understanding what we're trying to do offensively, all those things that come with it. So expecting a lot of good things from Kyle. He knows what he needs to work on with the details and some of the fundamentals, techniques, the consistency down in and down out. Those are things that we talk about with him and Coach Koger talks about with him all the time. It's is those finer details and that next level that he can take as a player. So I'm pumped for Kyle. Can't wait to get on the field with him, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see his growth.
Please hear what he said. For all you Kyle Pitts folks who think we hate on the guy, I told you last year I thought he was going to be the most important piece of this offense. He didn't do enough. Details, consistency. That's his OC saying that. Mm-hmm. That's not us. He's saying he's got to have and be in tune to more of the details and be more consistent.
Follow-up question, what isn't he doing, Coach? Mm. But that's where it's at. Because this is like we live in a world where there's people that have no – and there's zero place in their life for personal responsibility, and they project that out of the people they root for. So I'm not saying that Pitts, doesn't get a pass if they're not using him the right way, but there's also got to be some point where the rubber hits the road in the work you're doing. Because if I hear one more person in this friggin' organization say, we need Kyle Pitts to be the best Kyle Pitts he can be, because even that doesn't translate to some people the jock sniffers after. That's code for saying he's not doing his job.
Mike, I got to tell you, our buddy C. Beck, who follows us on social media, says, Dukes, Mr. Chauncey is an OG in our office. 30-plus years of service.
Oh.
He told me yesterday he was going to get a shout-out from you, and I think you just made his day. Much respect.
Hey, good dude, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I had no idea. All right, Mr. Chauncey. Hey, man, coming up, we're going to talk some NBA basketball with our Odyssey NBA Insider next. Let's nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Let's talk some NBA with Nick Friedel. He is an Odyssey NBA insider. Number one seeds down 0-1 in respective series. Celtics lose last night. And also, we saw, I thought, as Mike and I talked about it, OKC blow it. Nick, thanks for joining us. Who do you blame in that Boston game? Mike is talking about the coach. I'm talking about Tatum, the star of the team. Who do you blame for what happened?
Guys, first of all, it's great to be with you again. And what I would tell you is when you have a meltdown like that, everybody deserves a piece of that pie. You can't melt down when you have a team that is as talented as Boston is and point to one guy specifically. When you go up 20 in the second half at home, a game should be over.
Yep.
And so what happens is, guys just get complacent, and it's every cliche, took their foot off the gas. They looked around. They said, this team can't come back like this. Mm. And they do. And so what's interesting to me moving forward here is what kind of response then appears in game two? What happens if they face the adversity that will come in any playoff series? It is shocking that they blew that game last night, though. I just think top to bottom, they're better than the Knicks at all the things the Knicks do well. But the Knicks are tough as hell. That is what Tibbs has gotten them to believe in through the last couple of years. And when you have Jalen Brunson leading the way he does, you don't want to give a team like that hope. But as far as blame goes, everybody gets some of that.
Yeah, and to Carl's point, we were talking about this earlier, Nick, and I was saying, you know, Jason Tatum, you're like a six-time All-Star. Prime of your career, I'm not saying you got to go like, you know, LeBron with Dave Blatt and squash it. But, I mean, is the three-point shot and analytics so ingrained in the DNA that no one has the common sense to say, look, we can take the ball to the rack and we can just make this two points, and keep maintain the lead? It just seems like we live in this world where common sense goes out the window.
The answer to the analytics question is 100% yes. When you have teams that shoot the three the way they do, they're not going to change. It is absolutely ingrained in the DNA of that group. What I would say specific to Tatum, though, is this has always been the big knock on Tatum, some of which dissipated after they finally won that title last season. Tatum is an unbelievable player, and he just keeps racking up great seasons. But there are far too many times in these big games through the years where you want him to drive to the rim, you want him to get to the foul line, and he's just not able to do that. And either chooses the path of least resistance as far as putting up threes, or just kind of disappears. And when you have one of these all-time great Celtics who continues to add more to the resume every year, that's not what you want to see. So I think that part, again, is something that's going to start getting into the narrative of Jason Tatum. If they can't turn this thing around, is why can't he take over more when they need him to the most?
Nick Friedel joining us, Odyssey NBA insider on Dukes and Bell. OKC was the best team by a long shot during the regular season. But as long as you got Joker, right? Nikola's different, man. And Nick, you know, he gives you a chance to win. But last night I thought it was coaching blunders. Tell me what you thought about the decision to foul and put these guys on the line.
No.
Yep.
In the words of the late great Dikembe, you don't do that. I mean, you don't do that, especially if the Joker is standing there at the scorer's table. You don't make that kind of decision. And when you have Mark Dagnall, who is a hell of a coach, but you have a young team in that kind of spot, I think there's a learning curve for everybody. We're talking about Boston and the blame game. When they melt down, yeah, absolutely, that's on the Thunder's coaching staff and Dagnall himself. But on top of that, you've got young players who have not been in these type of pressurized games over and over and over again. Now, maybe they do end up getting by Denver, but I think last night was a reinforcement. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to win the MVP. He's been unbelievable. The best player still on the planet is Jokic. He's the guy. And the Nuggets know it, and the Thunder, if they didn't think it before, they got another big reminder last night. But when you have the guy on your team, you're always going to have a chance. And if you start building confidence in a proud group that won a couple years ago, I think OKC could have some problems there.
So Denver, and by the way, if you just tuned in, guys, it's Nick Friedel, who covers the NBA. Michael Malone got fired, and there was all sorts of rumors that maybe he was being preferential treatment with Russell Westbrook, and that alienated some guys on that team. It sure looks like it's friggin' kumbaya now, man, because Joker looked like Metal Lark Lemon last night.
When they made that move, I sat there and went, are you kidding me? And clearly, guys, as y'all well know, I mean, the stories have kind of popped out the last few weeks. Michael Malone went way beyond, are you kidding me? Yeah, I think the reports and knowing Malone's personality, they all make sense. He was really, really unhappy. But what I would say, especially to the NBA, and this is all pro sports, but especially in that league, when you make the kind of wholesale changes that the Nuggets decided to make in that moment, and you flip everything around, it suddenly goes all on the players. And what happens in that case is they either completely fade away and they weren't strong enough as a group to begin with, or they rise to the challenge. And so far in this postseason, there is no question that Denver believes it can win. They know they have the best player. And all the changes that occurred with Malone and Booth have given them a peace of mind and some kind of clarity that clearly wasn't there at the end of the year. So I still think the decision with a few games left in the regular season was really strange. I don't think there's any question at this point that it paid some immediate dividends, because this team got through the first round and now they got a 1-0 lead against the team that was the best all year long.
All right, Nick, let's talk about, I think I heard you say somewhere, maybe I read, that you were not betting against Steph Curry. Is this true? Is this true?
I can't do it. I cannot bet against that dude, knowing how much and how often he has carried that team, especially in the last few years, post-KD leaving and Clay getting hurt and then he's leaving. Steph is still the baddest dude on the block. Now, Ant is incredible and face of the league. I mean, all of that is a fun conversation. And maybe this is the series where he turns around and goes, hey, Steph, it was cool, man, but I got it now. And we saw that last year, certainly, in those games against Phoenix. He's looking at KD going, you had your run, but I'm here. That may happen. But until we see that, until I see that with my own eyes, I'm not betting against Steph Curry. Guys, I think as far as this series goes, certainly Minnesota has incredible young talent. They've gotten more rest. They're long. They're athletic. They're deep. On paper, they should be able to roll the Warriors. But the Warriors have this dude named Jimmy Butler, who continues to show through the last 5, 6, 7 years that you give him whatever you give him in the postseason, and he will lift everybody else up. So when you combine Steph and Jimmy and a motivated Draymond and a few other key pieces, we saw it the other night with Buddy Hield. That's why I just think way too many people are saying, all right, the Warriors are still good, but they're not on the Timberwolves level. I think the Timberwolves had a hell of a series. I think Ant is awesome. I'm just not ready to go to the point where they're just going to roll a really proud Warriors team with Steph Curry still playing at the level he's at.
More on the Braves' big win last night. Also more on the Falcons' draft selections. But right now we're talking Nick Friedel about the NBA. And no, his dad wasn't there, but Tyrese Haliburton put on a show. Is Cleveland in that same boat as OKC as far as a young team that's got to figure out how to close out these games?
Absolutely. And if you're Cleveland and you've got the injury concerns with Mobley, what's going on with Garland, that is a big red flag. And that was why, guys, before the playoffs started, I still think Cleveland, if they are healthy, will win, should win, but Haliburton and that Pacers group are just completely overlooked because not many people are sitting there locked into Pacers games night to night during the regular year. But Rick Carlisle has won a title and proven to be a really solid coach through the years. He knows exactly what he's doing. But to the point about Cleveland, they just have not been there in enough big games and won together. I still think Boston not only gets to the East, but wins its second title in a row. And the reason I feel that is because Boston went through all those ups and downs in playoffs past. I mean, we're talking about the Warriors. Frankly, the Celtics should have won that series a few years back if they just held on to the ball. They were turning the ball over like crazy, and Steph made them pay for it. But Cleveland hasn't had those kind of tests together yet. It remains to be seen if they're even healthy at this point. If they are, I think they get through this series. But the Pacers, they go into MSG last year and win that Game 7. They just keep getting a little bit better. And if Haliburton can take that team through each one of these games and be that closer late, well, then Cleveland is in really big trouble. And that would set up an interesting Eastern Conference Finals, at least in my mind, between the Pacers and the Celtics.
Insider Calls brought to you by Hyundai. Guys, Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. We put your safety first and everything else second. Odyssey Sports NBA Insider Nick Friedel, thank you so much for joining us. Looking forward to our next visit. Appreciate it, man. We'll see what happens tonight.
Guys, it was great being with you. I'm here whenever you need me.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks to our man, Nick Friedo, stopping by talking NBA playoffs with us. Grant's going to stop by a little bit later on. A.J. Smith-Schauber was a dog last night. We'll get back into the Braves. Big win last night. A crazy injury that happened as well. Coming up at 4 o'clock, Mike, we'll break down Clemson doing an incredible 12-year scheduling agreement with one of the big boys.
Right.
We're going to tell you about that as part of our dog report, guys. All right. Day-Day, I said earlier that you agree with the politician. I got to find out more about this. Got to find out more.
Yeah, I do, guys. And this will be, our official inaugural.
Yes.
Yeah, man, no man with Day-Day. So let's go, Dom.
All right. Nice. Outstanding. I love it.
All right, guys.
A tradition, appreciate Carl, that continues.
From, it does.
The first man, by the way, if you want to get the history on this, goes back to former Hawks PR director Arthur Trish, and then to one Bo Morgan, and then to Chris Thomas, and now the mantle passed to Day-Day.
Yeah, and I didn't want to change it up too much. I figured maybe we'd just kind of change up the sound a little bit. But
And people got to know about your resume. Yeah, you put it out there, man, what you're all about.
Yeah, so let's get into it. And before I get started and getting you guys' thoughts on these things, I do want to give a shout-out to all of the Georgia High School Association spring sports that are participating in their respective state championship tournaments. A lot of teams winding down to Final Fours, quarterfinals, things of that nature. So good luck to everybody pushing through this week, looking to continue. So first up, Carl said it. I don't do politics. We typically don't do politics on this show or on this station, but I must say I do agree with you with Mr. Ted Cruz.
What?
Yes. Ted Cruz.
Mr. Charisma Ted Cruz?
Yes. Ted Cruz asked one very important question, and it's a question I think most of us have. Why is it so hard just to watch the game?
Mm.
All right, he was actually speaking as the U.S. Senate held a hearing Tuesday regarding the future of sports broadcasting, and that was part of his opening statement. This is actually a result of just all the different streaming and just subscriptions we got to have to be able to keep up with your teams. And I just wanted to get you guys' thoughts on it because, again, it's a question I kind of find myself asking all the time because it's just like, especially in our industry, right? We got to keep up with what's going on. But I always find myself having to add $16.99 for this, $5.99 for this, $1.99 for this. And this required for us, but for the average fan who's not, and they just want to enjoy, this thing is getting out of hand.
Yeah, I mean, two things. You know, you and I have talked about when we were kids going to sporting events. You know, first it was all about the event, right? Mm-hmm. The price was right. I have a ticket stub of a Braves Mets game. It was $4.50 for box seats, 1976 or whatever it was. So, I mean, cost has gone up. It's like going to Disney World, right? We'll talk about that coming up in Guy Talk. But to me, I don't know, man. I guess I'm too old for all the bells and whistles.
Mm-hmm.
I just want the game. You know, I don't need club level. I don't need any. I mean, just give me the game. And
you'd like club level, though.
I mean, I've sat in club level. And you know what I liked about club level with the Dolphins?
What's that?
You got tickets to everything.
Well, of course. Oh. Yeah.
I had a personal seat license. You know what I got to go to?
That's everything.
Everything.
Yeah, that's
I don't have that with a current personal seat license agreement I have, and it's not club level. But no, I don't need all the crap. Just give me the game. Right. I mean, I'm with you. I'm with you right there.
It's funny you bring this up because I just realized as I was going through my streaming services that I had been double paying for Hulu. Now, Hulu doesn't have sports.
Right.
But apparently I had the big fat Disney
the
package.
Bundle.
Yes. Right. That has Hulu. And also I have been paying for Hulu. So I finally started saying, why am I being charged this extra $19, $20, $25, whatever it was? And I realized I'm paying for Hulu. But what I didn't realize was that the bundle, because Hulu right. is a separate app on my TV, that I didn't know was included. So I'm like, what am I getting with this Disney bundle? And come to find out, I've been double paying Day-Day for like 2 years.
Right.
And I'm like, wait a minute, do I get this money back? No, because that was my idiotic mistake. But to your point about the sports, the other night I'm flipping through. I come across one of these baseball games, and I'm like, oh, let me see if that's on, if it's included with my service.
Right.
They wanted me to buy the MLB package, and I'm like, I'm not buying the MLB package.
But that's the thing. I agree with the Senate. I mean, so I wish Senator Cruz, get with somebody and do something about it, because we talk about this before you started working with us. We get into this subject almost like every other week, right? How can I just – everybody tells me, well, Mike, you got to cut the cord. How do I freaking cut the cord? Watch the Braves on FanDuel, get my NHL package, because I watch the Rangers every, you know, not, if not every night, a lot. So I still love hockey. How do I get to watch all the stuff and my local news, Carl, so I know if a tornado's going to hit my house?
Sure.
You know, oh, we're going to cut the cord. Okay, no. So, yeah, I'm paying $5,000 in a year on all this crap, and I would love to have it streamlined like the old days.
Yeah, man, it's getting out of hand. And then we talked in the bullpen. I understand from the sports league's perspective what they want with all this subscription and streaming. Well, it's the international viewers, international eyes.
It's going to happen again for me in the fall. When the NBA goes to Peacock.
Right.
And regular NBC, season games on Peacock. I'm just telling you. Because now I've got to go, okay, I really wasn't over there.
Right.
But now I got to go over there because I got to see what's happening. So, yeah, this is okay. So maybe I do agree with Ted Cruz, too.
But here's the thing with Ted Cruz. There's no way to legislate it to help the fan because all the TV companies bribe the senators and congressmen. I'm sorry, lobby the congressmen and senators out there.
Right.
So and it's basically part of the revenue stream and the model for all these leagues to keep on jacking the fan.
Yeah,
not the right way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's unfortunate, but I thought it was interesting that I actually read something and quoted something from Mr. Cruz there that I was agreement with.
It is intertwined with sports. So, yes, I totally agree with that. I would give you a big fat yeah, man. I agree with that.
Because what was it we had to add? Now we have to have Netflix to watch the NFL.
You already
mentioned Peacock for the Friday night, all that stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, guys, moving along. Could we see a new WNBA logo in, let's say, 25, 30 years, and it be in the likeness of one Miss Caitlin Clark?
Oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Listen, hear
You're
me out.
You're already making her the logo?
Hear me out.
I mean, some would say they should move on from Jerry West to Michael Jordan in the NBA. I love Jerry West. I do like that logo, but no. I mean,
listen.
Can I say something, Carl? Without getting people yelling at me? Believe the sisters would be a little upset about that.
You already making it a logo?
Listen, all I'm saying is she has been doing things in the league that a lot of people say it's not just because of her. It is because of her, but the numbers aren't lying. So this past weekend's preseason game against Brazil drew 1.3 million viewers. Only two other NBA preseason games had numbers that high, which was 2017 Cavs Bulls and then 2018 Warriors Lakers after LeBron James joined the Lakers. So if she kind of continues with this trend, guys, let's just be real. It is the reality of it is there's been so many great women players that have done great things prior to Caitlin Clark.
You already making it a logo?
But the reality is
she's the logo.
The reality is what she is doing from a number standpoint for this game.
Oh, come on.
Guys, I mean, this is where nobody on ESPN or the hosts, because, you know, race things get a little sideways. There's just more white people than black people, and more white people are watching the sport because the white girls play it. Doesn't make it racist. It's math. It's just math. That's all there is. So, I mean, I'm sorry if that confounds people's sensibilities. Whenever Larry Bird got the NBA, I know Magic was doing great. He should have won MVPs, but Larry was a white guy.
How many ships are we talking about her winning? I mean, we can't dismiss greatness. I don't care what her influence is.
So do you think Cheryl Swoop should be the logo?
I'm just saying, chips do matter. She has to be a multi-time champion.
Somebody get my ear, give me more famous WNBA players.
If she gets five in her career,
All right, then we can talk. But I can't make it a logo right now. To even have this conversation is getting me upset.
But honestly, based on the ratings, the Day Day's a point, they should just make her face the logo. You just have like a circle, a circle with her face, and say Caitlin Clark's league on it, and then all the casual fans will know where it is.
There it is.
Yeah, look, I love Caitlin. You're right. She's moving the needle. Mm-hmm. This is an interesting conversation. And by the way, by then, what does the league look like? What does the WNBA look like? Mm. I've said this. I was in Houston when the Comets won four championships with the Cheryl Swoops.
Yes.
And it was a phenomenon, but it wasn't the NBA.
Right.
It wasn't the love fest, and they didn't have the star power that you see, and they certainly, Mike, weren't making the advertising dollars that the men were making. But we're seeing that slowly but surely change, right? Yes. I don't know. I mean, like, I can't tell you no. I'm just surprised you're even bringing this up right now when she has no chips. No chips.
Her face, circular logo, Caitlin's League. That way, all the casual fans know where to find it.
All right, one more, guys, before we get out of here, because we only got a couple of minutes. So last week we talked about OutKast. Congratulations, they get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we wanted to know if there's a possibility of them doing any more music together. Well, the Met last night, mm-hmm. You know, the outfits were out.
Yeah, and Big Boy was there.
And one Andre 3000 showed up with a piano on his back in a red beret, and come to find out, he has put out some new music.
Oh.
Tell me this is a long intro, but it really starts to fire up. All right, hold it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. What am I at Louis XIV's court?
That is Andre 3000 with his new, apparently he dropped a 7-track, I believe it was, piano.
Y'all playing?
No.
Okay.
All right, you know what? I mean, look.
Dude, you know, that sounds like me on the piano.
Come on, man.
Are you serious right now? Man. That's me going, I know how to play. I don't know how to play the damn piano.
Shoot, I'd rather him play chopsticks, man. I mean, come on.
That is Blueberry Mansions.
Will you guys just get together?
Oh, I mean, so we gave it a sweet name and we're supposed to like it?
We love Andre. I mean, man, but just this self-indulgent flute and piano crap, just play some, do some stuff with a hook and some hits. Let's roll. Come on, man. This is the stuff that everybody who's a fan of their favorite band goes through when they go through their self-indulgent phase. And you're like, okay. You know, it's like when you go to see U2, and now it's time for some of our new record. All right, let's get a beer. I mean, just come on. Make it snappy and let's bring it back.
Can I get Hey Ya Part 2?
Yes.
So it's a 7 piano sketches EP.
Yes, sketches. Sketches, Carl. Framework.
Bombs Beyond Baghdad, like Part 4. Can I get something?
So yeah, man, no, man. We're gonna jump on this album in hopes
of
it.
Matter of fact, I mean...
Day-Day, I'm not lying. I thought Dom was playing with me. I thought there was like some kind of Sinatra lead-in. I did not know what was going on there.
Just please, Carl, something with a... give me something I can dance to, you know, like... booty, 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 booty. You know what I mean? Let's roll with it.
You know what, though? He said, like, he's not in that realm anymore.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's why he's doing this. Right. I respect that. But come on, man.
But the dudes who paid to go see that at the Fox, we all love the band, but I'm just... It's just, oh, God... It's like, I mean, it's like if your favorite guy left his band, I'm now going to be performing the bass by myself. Boom, 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 boom. Like Gene Simmons of Kiss is now going to come up, do like one-man show playing the bass. Like, no.
All right, guys, that's all I got for you today,
good stuff.
Man.
That's good stuff. Yeah, I just, wow. You know what? I hadn't heard it, and I still haven't heard it.
I mean,
because I didn't hear what he was trying to do there.
Right.
I have you ever just sat down and been like, ding, 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 and you're playing the piano and you feel good because you could just hit the keys?
When he hit that, I thought it was something like the Barry Lyndon soundtrack from like 1974, Stanley Kubrick. What the hell, man?
They sign a 12-year scheduling agreement with one of the big boys. We're going to talk about it as part of the Dog Report next.